from Europe, and the matter was told directly to him by the party concerned, so delicate of such importance to you and the administration must be related to you, cannot be reduced to writing. He's asked, he says, you've known me well for a long time, I wouldn't ask this, so we're seriously important. And sent a cover note to me saying,
is it about foreign policy or what?
He doesn't say, he says, what was told to me in Europe. As I said in my note, I wouldn't use this unless it were extremely significant. And he's asking to see you before 2:30 today. Well, I didn't get it until after 2:30. But I don't know whether you want to let him come in or whether you want to just try to come over now, get him out of the way.
Whichever, come over at about 4:06.
Okay.
I've got to go over there. Right on.
Yeah,
I'll say that. I'll be out. You come over here before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or God, yeah.
He said he strongly urged, hey, don't let him go to NATO. very valuable property here. He feels it would be much the best to keep him in the White House, at least for now, and not move him. He said, we don't have an organization to make him head of. And Frank Dale is the head of the committee to elect the president. You're going to get screwed up if you're not to head it, at least now. And he said, he's very valuable. He said that he had Rumsfeld talked to John after he talked with you. John thinks it's ridiculous to send him on foreign missions. Rumsfeld had told him that you said you wanted him to do some foreign work for you. And I said, that's Rumsfeld who wants to get himself out and do some foreign stuff. And John said, well,
I told John that Rumsfeld said he wanted to go to Latin America.
Yeah, I told John that. John said, well, that's utterly ridiculous. We don't give a damn if Latin America sinks. And politically, that is no.
Yeah, good.
No, no. So, he thinks right. The direction we're going is the right direction.
Now, what's next step? Were you talking? I'll
talk to both of them.
You can talk to both of them and just say we talked to Commissioner Terry. But I just think Bob ought to do this period, and I think it's a very definite upgrade. Tell him that I said that I will take this over any cabinet job except the first four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
State, defense, treasury, or attorney general. Those are the only four jobs that are worth a damn in the cabinet. The rest of them is all shit. You know, it's crap. And,
okay. Now, we've got on the Ohio thing, ABC is going to do about a 12 to 15 minute thing of the Hall of Fame ceremonies. They would very much like to get you, they thought, you know, you were going to be at the ceremony, we're going to do it. Who you were a part of it there. What they suggested now is that they would like to have,
excuse me, Murray Shepard is on the bus and on his way home the earliest we can get him back would be 6:30.
Just oh, okay. But just double transportation tomorrow's remarks. They suggested that Frank Gifford interview you briefly on camera while you're in the Hall of Fame building,
sure,
before the thing.
I didn't want.
3-minute interview on football, centered on the thing, and then they would include it in the, you could say the same thing you said in your remarks to the chamber, because the TV thing won't run until afterwards. To his home. It's a hell of a lot easier than trying to drive a car and park. And Murray may not be comfortable driving a car. He never was a good driver. And he doesn't have a chauffeur, so he may prefer to drive a bus.
Makes sense. You're right.
I don't know where he lives.
Sure, I live in Hall of Fame.
The Arthur Burns employee worked with a bank.
Yeah. We denied it all over the place now. But it's good.
But it ran.
I understand. Maybe Digger was asking me his comments. I said that you said this exactly the right thing.
He said he didn't know anything, but he didn't deny it. And what's his name on the
I just said it had nothing like this to come to my attention.
Yeah. Right back and picked it up. But he's always wanted to reorganize the Fed anyways. He's far. So he knows that he'd be delighted with the information of the Fed. So that bounced then. Arthur squealed the Schultz last night and heard about it. And so he's got a thing. And I thought, listen. So then he talked to Alan Greenspan today and he said, this is awful. Greenspan said, well, I understand from them that there's real concern in the administration by the political people about the great political harm that you're doing the president by running around making all these negative remarks. And Arthur babbled on and on about the last thing he would ever do in the world is a political harm to the president, and that he's not doing it for that, then he certainly, and what could he do? So I told him to tell Greenspan to tell him what he he could do is make a damn positive, constructive speech on the economy and what a great job the president's doing. And that would clear the thing.
China initiative.
President told Allen what he wants to do is come in and have a confidential talk with the president.
No.
And I said, no.
And you do that at 3:00.
I had
at 3:30. You see, he's had 3:00, you do know, this, I've done this 3 different times. I've had these confidential talks. He went before he went to Tokyo, and then he came back, and this last time. I'll be goddamn if I'm going to do it again. Why do I need to get in here and have him say, mold again and say, I'm only doing what I believe is right. I've never brought my own. This is what I've said. He's smart enough to know about the effect of his
life. What Greenspan says is that
he's a friend, his friend, of course.
Sure. The Greenspan's brokering can do it effectively.
Sure, I'm for it.
But Greenspan says Arthur's ego is so great that what he thinks he is doing the right thing. He doesn't think until now Arthur really realized that he was doing political harm. But he thinks now he does, and he thinks this was a very effective way to do it, probably the only way, that you had to give him some shock treatment.
I'm afraid of this. Greenspan, he's doing political harm, isn't he?
Yes.
I told him bluntly and directly, as an Arthur Edwards, you're my friend, and you're my advisor, and you're not just the usual chairman of the Fed.
He's doing the worst harm anybody's doing. In fact, he's doing more harm than everybody else put together, really. Talked to Connolly about Rudy Peterson, he thinks that would be mine.
He agrees.
He did not know about it, but he says that, and he said, I don't know Peterson personally, but I know of him, of course, and I think he'd be very good about it.
But then we'll see him again.
And I said, the president would like you to sit in because he wants to be sure Peterson gets the signal on how this all works. So I said, that'd be fine.
Did he say about the birds before? We don't, he thought it up.
No, I didn't raise it with him.
No.
I figured. But unless he said something about it, and he didn't. Stop again at day 869.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's down to 872. Which is still not. Not bad.
Still on. It's off. The news is bad today, right? Basically. The balance of payments, indicators. What was the volume?
13.9. 14 million share. Medium debt. Called Henry.
Henry talked to me.
Told you. Before then, we were talking with Mitchell on this show. Mitchell is going to talk to Mahoney.
Mahoney's going to speak up.
Because Mitchell says there's no problem. He says, I don't think there's any problem with this except Mahoney, but that's a hell of a problem. He said, if Buckley's playing a game and says this, we've just got to go along with that. But it's not right for any of the political people. Again, Mahoney is the only one of that bunch that's any problem. The rest are not political, and therefore it doesn't matter.
Just say we've got just the main thing he's got employees. There's a hell of a lot more going on here. He's got to have some trust here.
John's gonna talk to him and say,
for Christ's sake, you're gonna get the rug pulled right. They're all gonna get the rug pulled out from under, but we don't want you as a political man to get your rug pulled out from under.
The rest of it, sorry. Buckley wants it. I mean, according to Buckley, he's playing, I don't understand it exactly. It's a very clever game.
Yeah, maybe the word Buckley wants to scare the liberals a bit. I'm sure he's conservative.
If that's what he's really doing and is smart enough to be able to do it, that'll really help what he does.
Well, actually, in terms of the, let me say this, in terms of some of the letters we'll get in a few, the effect of this on Republican Congress and the Senate is going to be virtually nil. They're going to be affected by both their people and the polls, that's right, the people.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been saying. We're talking about the same thing. The event of this, some of the columns will rumble around about it, but so be it. They'll say this to us and so forth. I don't think it had too much effect there. I mean, I don't. And the size of that constituency has gotten that small. I mean, the people that read National Review, Human Events, and so forth, these are rather constituencies. relatively small one to understand all the intricacies of their sort of convoluted thinking. But did Mitchell say he would call on?
Yes.
He did.
And so,
he said maybe in Cambridge. He's going to reach.
Cambridge, Buckley, he's left.
Or Sleeman. Maybe he will not be able to reach. Maybe Molly is just too.
Maybe too late to get him off of this statement, but he's going to go try that. But even if he's on it, he can back off. Not taking
a leader position. We specialize in regional people. Now, you get it earlier, then you better call. Who the hell is in charge of that? That'd be Gregor or something.
No. Yeah.
No, it should be Gregor. It should be Metro. Just everybody. I just want to do it for less. I don't want to do it tomorrow in any circumstances.
Right.
Okay.
Really find out less, see.